What's up, everybody, and welcome to Saturday Night Live with CT. Today, we're going to talk about a few current topics, a couple things coming up, a couple things that's just going on, and I'm excited, man. Can't wait. So, first thing we got, I just want to shout out the Lindell Band, man. 47, that's right, 47 years in a row of winning the Longview Marching Band Meet. Man, shout out Mr. Moore. Shout out Stan Surratt. Shout out everybody in the band. Shout out Linda, man. That's awesome. And you guys earned it. So, and what a historical reference that is. And you guys should be proud and very significant. Very significant. So, on a much wider scale, we want to talk about something in the sports world, the professional sports world, that's kind of turning heads as of lately with NBA superstar Kyrie Irving declaring not to take the vaccine. And so, therefore, the Nets just ruled that he will be ineligible for practice and games until he decides to get vaccinated. So, you know, we kind of want to weigh the pros and the cons. You know, the pros, you know, in Kyrie's defense, this is a health matter. This is his body. And so I do feel that. But, you know, in a way, it just feels like that Kyrie's been a distraction ever since he's been to the Nets. You know, as of last year, he had some things going on off the court. Now this year, he doesn't want to take the vaccine. And yeah, there's a little bit of selfishness into play with me. Now, I'm on the outside, so, you know, but I just think that the Brooklyn Nets are going to be the best team they can be. And don't get me wrong, without Kyrie Irving, I think they're an NBA champion. I mean, I think they can compete for the NBA championship without Kyrie Irving. I think with Kyrie Irving, if Kyrie is to buy in to get vaccinated, you know, James Harden, Kevin Durant, you know, Steve Nash is the coach. I just think that's hard to beat. And I think Kyrie needs to realize, you know, what's at stake, you know, how many years he has left. But like I said, the vaccine is a health matter. So really interested to see how that plays out as of now, but I just kind of wanted to hit on like wow, you know, like this whole COVID thing has been a big deal, and you know, Kyrie Irving taking a stance not to get vaccinated could really play some potential cards. And I think not only how the NBA turns out next year, but also like players' legacies. You look at LeBron's legacy, Kevin Durant's legacy. This could have a big impact on like Kawhi Leonard, Giannis. I mean, this is a real thing here with Kyrie Irving, what he decides to do. And you know, we wish him the best and hope to stay tuned. So switching topics, you know, we got a special guest now in today, talking about the 42 tournament, you know, coming up in just a little over a month, you know, the fifth annual 42 tournament, Thanksgiving. But I'm going to bring in a special guest and former 2019 champion. Welcome in, B, next to me, man. So 42 tournament, how you feeling about it? Fifth annual.
I'm excited, man. A little disappointed from our results last year, but I'm excited for this year. Get some redemption.
Who were you partnered up with last year, Taylor?
Aunt Brenda.
Mean, shout out to Aunt Brenda, man. Man, brings the positivity and just a solid player. What do you have to say about her game?
I mean, we always clicked together. Right. I mean, even in the off season, we would play against you or maybe Wilkinson.
Off-season work.
Yeah. We were putting in the work, you know. We always clicked. She will forever be my partner, right, no matter who I am with.
And, you know, I think that's a hard thing to go. Nobody's ever done it in the history of the game. And we'll see, you know, Grampy and Double T try and make history for the first time. But nobody's ever gone back-to-back, and that's just a hard thing to do. Everyone's out to get you.
And when you're the former champion of last year, you're going to get everyone's best game, right? Like, I'm bringing my best against you because you won it last year. Yeah. And I think we've seen that with every team that's won it in the next year. So, drawings haven't been done yet, but any special partners you're looking for or whatever the draw looks like? Or how's the field looking for you?
Shout out to Cambry. I mean,
Will, what's going on? Holding down the 817. Wow.
Yeah, we were, I feel like we always worked together very well. You know, we were partners a couple of years ago. We were young.
The youngest.
We were the youngest in the tournaments, and we got third place, which was pretty good for how young we were.
It was magical, and it really had the crowd on your side, the fan favorite that year, you know. That new generation spark is really brings some energy, but me and Zach, first year last year we're going in, and first year ever in the first annual, we make it all the way to the ship, and Tunnel's got to go back, to the house, which I get, man, but, ended up losing in that championship because he wasn't there, but,
Shout out to Zach, man.
Tunnel, man. What's going on? Hope you're holding down the kids all right, man. Just remember, man, they got a lot of energy this time of year, and, looking forward to Christmas and Thanksgiving already, but I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, man. Fifth annual, hosting Mayberry's house again. What do you think you have to do to beat Double T and Grampy this year? What as far as the X's and O's go?
I think you just gotta outwork them. You're not gonna outbid them. I mean, me and Ambrina learned that. We lost to them. Because all they do is bid.
Yeah, they're high bidding.
High bidders. You got to sell.
You got to sell them.
You got to sell.
You think they got to sell them?
Yeah, I do. I think that's the only way. Now, if they're clicking, they're clicking. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
All right. But, I mean, you're not going to outbid them. If you outbid them, you're not going to get the points, right? So, I say set them. That's the only way you're going to get the points off of them.
Okay. That's an interesting proposal there. Taylor really takes the stance of, there's once a saying I heard, it's not necessarily much about the X's and O's as it is about the Jimmies and the Joes. So, that's what it's going to take to beat them, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be intense. They always bring the energy, and Grampy, he's considered the GOAT right now, and he's going first. It's going to be intense. He's going for his third ever, and it's going to be competitive, and it's going to be fun, but... So, can't wait for the 42 draw. Start of November to get your draws and your partners. But, I hope everyone's putting in work and, preparation. And sounds like Taylor's studying up on how to be the defending champions. So. But, on another note, Taylor.
Hold on.
Okay, one more thing for Taylor to say.
I have a question.
Question to the host?
Moving on to the next topic, but kind of going back. Are you looking to play in 42 tournament?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
I'm a ball player at the end of the day. I always said, there's a difference between a ball player and a hooper, which I am a ball player, but I'm a hooper. Man, I just like to hoop, and I'm going to get out there, me and Tunnel didn't have a very good show last year's tournament, but man, we had fun doing it, so maybe I can get a good partner on my way, and hopefully they can carry me through, so.
It's definitely competitive out there, man. You better be careful.
It's fun, man. I'll be there.
I will be too.
So, moving on, Taylor, what more remarkable story here is the phenomenal freshman tennis player. And the Lindell Eagles tennis team, they're in the regional quarterfinals, Buck. And, just to kind of take me through this, your first time, what this season has been like, and what it's shown you, and what you've taken out of it so far.
Well, if I had to describe one word for the season, it would be memorable.
Memorable.
I mean, there's been so many memories and so many friendships that have been made. I mean, right. it's just something special there right. with the team.
More than tennis is what you're saying.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like that's really neat for me, you know, just to see that on the outside perspective, you guys. You know, typically, you know, what I've seen in my years of sports is the more the team clicks off the court is the more the team kind of clicks on the court. And I think you're seeing that now. I think you're seeing the Lindell Eagles, you know, bond with each other. And that's carrying over to the court and their play and really playing for each other now. They'll face the Spring Hill Panthers on Monday night. Is that what it is?
Tuesday morning.
Where at?
Longview.
Tuesday morning in Longview, right where they beat the PG. and what a sweet victory that was. You know, going in ranked number 12 in the state, PG 13. Was. You guys are ranked 13 in the state. Yeah. PG's ranked 12. So, you knew it was going to be a battle. A 10-9 victory. Just kind of, did you have any nerves going in? Or were y'all free there?
A little bit. I didn't really know what to expect from the team. I had never seen them before.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. And what's one thing you're going to take away, I think, from... What's one thing you're going to take away from these, you know, pressure situations? Not pressure, but, you know, intense situations, win or go home. Like, what's that, you know, that for me, that brought out the best in me in basketball yeah. and cross country. What is that the same feel for you, or is it just another game?
I mean, I feel like to a point, you just kind of have to look at yourself and say it's another game. Like, you can't get nervous about right. it, but then also... It's gonna build up inside of you. Like, you gotta have that confidence. You gotta go out there with like pride and just know that you got it.
And so, what's your advice to some younger kids coming up, looking to be on the varsity, looking to make a deep run in the playoffs in later years? What's as far as the preparation and the mentality of it goes? What would you say to them?
I'm gonna have to stick with Coach Andrews on this one.
Ike Andrews, shout out Ike Andrews.
He told me this in my doubles match the other day. I was getting a little frustrated. He told me to smile. You know, you just gotta have fun out there. If you're not having fun, then you might as well just go home.
Yeah, at the end of the day, tennis is supposed to be fun. That's all, right?
Yeah.
So. Well, Taylor, we thank you, and good luck in this and next round against the Spring Hill Panthers, and we hope to talk to you soon. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you,
man.
It's been an honor.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So, man, what an amazing story that's been with Taylor's tennis team. Wow, what a freshman! She's playing some great tennis, I'll tell you. The little lefty can do it all. They got a squad over there in Lindell right now. So, anyways, wrapping things up on the hot questions. Some rapid questions. Hot song of the week for me. You know, really the song I've been listening to is I Ate by Nicki Minaj, Quando Rondo. So, shout out I Ate. You guys should go listen to it sometimes. Real good song, real fast paced song. Yeah. Just good vibe overall. Some other questions for me. Favorite meal of the week, man. It's gotta be favorite meal of the week. Last night, you know, this isn't a meal, but it's a dessert. You know, Nana, shout out Nana. You know, went to the hot tub last night and she cooked me up some of these double hot fudge sister to sister Nana edition cookies. And I'll tell you, this is one of the best things I've ever had in that hot tub. And, yeah, shout out Nana. And but one of the best things I've ever had in my life was those double fudge, chocolate chip, sister to sister Nana edition cookies. You guys should go try it out sometime. Highly recommend it. And last question, advice going into the week for everyone. Man, just go in, you know, not wishing the week away, man. Just kind of take care of every moment and, you know, have a good attitude about it and see what you can learn about yourself here in this next week. And, you know, challenges will arise and, you know, there will be the good and the bad, but you roll with the punches, man. You roll with the punches and, you know, you try to see the good and everything. So, thank you guys for your time. And, man, it's been a great Saturday night. Good. Good night.